Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth there with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Predators forward Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How about you guys?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. And Matt, since we last talked, you guys have clinched the playoffs, a big win on Saturday to get it done, following it up with another big performance on Monday night, 5-0, which we'll get into that performance specifically a little bit more here in just a second. But just the moment when you guys clinched the playoffs, given the way this season has gone, the ups and downs, everything involved with it, what was that moment like for you and for the group when you guys got it done on Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a mission accomplished. Or I guess mission one accomplished, kind of feeling. It's been a bizarre year all around. I mean, kind of since, you know, last year when things shut down, it's been weird. And just like it has for everybody else on, you know, on Earth, this last kind of calendar year plus. So, we went through a lot this year, and, you know, it's nice to come out the other side and get through it, but it's just a tribute to, you know, how good of a group we have. And I've told you guys that so many times, and I think you guys, you know, are seeing that it's not just words, it's actual fact. And, you know, it's really nice to see, you know, the result that we wanted to get. And now it's time to see if we can make a deep run here.
Matt, I know you were asked about Pekka the other night after the game as well, but I was just wondering, what was it like going through that that evening, you know, in terms of things you've seen in this league, and you know, how much planning did you guys do? Was it spontaneous that you guys sort of came out and mobbed him? Like, what was it like from the perspective of other guys in the dressing room leading into that night?
There was nothing planned. I'm in warm up, and I said to our strength coach, because he's standing on the bench, I said, "Hey, did Pex announce that he's like done after this year?" Because there were signs everywhere and everything. And he's like, "Not that I know of." And I said, "Yeah, I didn't hear anything." So it was kind of crazy to see the fans just start doing that kind of on their own. I mean, and it also shows what Pex means to the city and franchise. And everything was completely spontaneous. Nothing was, even after the game, like all of that was completely just kind of came about organically. And, you know, I said to Pex after, I said, "It's going to be really awkward when you come back next year and we had to do this again on game 82.
Yeah. I mean, it was certainly an emotional time, I think, for everybody in the building, just knowing what he's meant to this team, and who knows what his future looks like here. That's going to be for him to decide as we move forward here. But just as a teammate watching, you know, something like that happen, what was that like for the group, just watching him kind of take that lap out there? And as you said, the connection that he has with this fan base and this franchise, I think pretty evident in those moments.
Yeah, no, it was really special. I think, you know, there's certain guys you play with, I guess, in your career and that are kind of transcend what they do on the ice. And he's one of them. I mean, he's just such a great person. You know, everyone thinks the world of him, and it's one of those things where he deserves every little bit of that. That he's just such a good dude and such a good teammate. And he's as advertised. That's what I would say about him. Obviously, he's an unbelievable goaltender and has had an awesome career. But for me, it's just the way he carries himself, and he's competitive. He works hard. You know, and he's just such a good person and leader. So, it was pretty special seeing that, and it's cool to see somebody get rewarded in that way, in a way they probably never ever thought they'd get rewarded or celebrated, I guess is probably a better word. Because you know, I don't think anybody, or many guys are, you know, kind of got it in their head that could potentially happen and be celebrated like that by the fans. So, really cool to be a part of, and I'm glad I got to see it firsthand.
Matt, how much does it matter to you? How much could it help you that you saw the puck go in the back of the net a couple times the other night. And in particular, that first one, you know, showing the hands like that, making a play like that to score, is that something you carry forward, or is that just one night and doesn't really make a difference?
Bit of both. No, I mean, usually the more you score, the more you score. You know, it's like you get it on a roll and you get that good feeling. And for me, I was just happy that I got a couple of pucks in some areas where I'm used to scoring. I mean, I think I've played 100 games for the Predators and now, and I have, like, that's kind of, those goals are kind of the way I score. And I haven't had many looks like that, whether the puck just was not, you know, bouncing towards me in the right way, or maybe I wasn't in the right spots at times or whatever. So, it was nice to have a couple like that and feel like, you know, maybe things will kind of even themselves out. You know, obviously I had a year where I was very snake bitten, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if because we're in the playoffs. But you know, hopefully, you know, that keeps coming for me, and I can help the team the best of my ability offensively. So no, it felt good. I mean, it's one of those things, right? It's a result based business, and you can play great and create scoring chances all you want, but when you're not getting the results, it can be frustrating. And especially early in the year when we weren't winning as much. And so, yeah, I mean, it felt great. And, you know, I want to kind of just ride that wave going into the playoffs and, you know, feel good going in.
Predators forward Matt Duchene on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. So, Matt, also Monday night, and I realized Monday night was a bit of a different game with, you know, some players on both sides sitting out a little bit. But you played with Philip Forsberg and also played with Ryan Johansson as well. What did you like about that? What did you think of that combination with you three guys on that line?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, right away, off the bat, you know, I play with Phil a lot, and not a lot, I guess, but like different times for periods. And he and I always just have really good chemistry. I think we see the game and think the game very similar, and we always seem to produce when we play together. And Joey, I've played with a little bit, and I mean, I love playing with him too. He just does all the things that, you know, a centerman needs to do. He does all of them just very well. So, yeah, we had a good game, and I'm not sure what the line combos are going to be going into the playoffs. Obviously, playing with Holla, we had some success also, but you know, that's a nice part about our team is we're so deep that, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing with, you're gonna be playing with some great players. So. But yeah, I had a lot of fun playing with those guys the other night, and I think it's the first time the three of us have ever played together, and it was kind of, you know, fireworks kind of right away, so it was good.
Yeah, well, we of course are going to read into this, Matt, right? I mean, we're going to see that and say, oh, so Hines is looking at this as a positive. Do you look at, because obviously in a game like that, things are clinched. You know, in some cases it's just kind of guys getting a chance to play. Maybe some guys kind of trying to show that they should be in the lineup at all for the postseason. But did you perceive that as maybe a real tryout of something that might be tried here?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I saw that. Obviously, he wanted to have a look at it. So, obviously it was not one of those things where I'm like, you know, I didn't think of the game any different. I wanted to go out and play hard and you know, because we're still playing against that team in the playoffs, and there's a lot of those guys in the lineup are going to be in their game one. So you're focusing on winning the game or whatever. But at the same time, you know, maybe in the back of your mind, you see that could be a potential, you know, line if things go well. And but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd read. I'm not reading a ton into it. I don't really, like I said, it's not. Whoever I'm playing with, it doesn't matter. We're really deep, and you know, at the end of the day, I just got to do what I, you know, control what I can, and the rest will fall where it may.
So, Matt, last thing for you here. Obviously, this is a pretty unique situation heading into the playoffs. You just played Carolina twice. That's the matchup heading into the playoffs as well. What do you think about this matchup for you guys in round one, and do you think there can be any carryover from the last two games where you guys – have been very successful against the Hurricanes?
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked a while ago about, I think it was right before I came back, about how we hadn't beat Carolina yet, and we went into Carolina and lost both games, and we were 0-6 against them until the last two games. And I think at you know, to get those wins at this time gives us that, okay, you know, we can beat this team, and you know, they had our number most of the year, and they're a very good team. I mean, they were right there for the President's Trophy right up till the end, and you know, I think it's gonna be a tough series. I mean, the way they play is very different. I think I told you guys this before. It's very different than you know, other teams you play. But you know, I think the more you play them, you kind of get in that mode, and I kind of like that we're in the mode of playing that style of hockey already, and kind of the recent memory of, in the, I guess, muscle memory, and is kind of that style. So yeah, it's gonna be a tough series. We got a big, you know, task at hand, but I know all of us believe that if we do what we're capable of doing, we can win the series, and you know, it's gonna be fun.
Well, it certainly is gonna be fun. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully the schedule coming out at some point today so we can figure out when game one is. And Matt, we appreciate you taking time to join us, and best of luck in this series against Carolina.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Matt Duchene, Predators forward, joins us every Wednesday at 8:45. Brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford.
Why'd you say good luck? We're probably going to have him on again before they play the series, right?
At this point, we might.
When is
he could be back on before they start.
4th of July start?
Could be. That's a good point. We'll have to bring that up with him. We'll get further into the breakdown, looking ahead to the Carolina series next week when Matt joins the show. We'll be right back to discuss the Predators. Take your thoughts and your reaction. I thought some interesting stuff there for Matt Duchene in that interview. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.